Well, the Buffalo Bills drafted 9th overall last night in the NFL draft. With us this morning to talk more about the Bills pick, analyst Matt Sabuda. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Jay.
Well, Matt, for the Buffalo Bills, it wasn't nearly as dramatic of a draft as it was last year when they were trading inside the first round and, of course, coming away with their franchise quarterback, Josh Allen. But overall, what did you think of the draft? And, of course, most importantly, what about the Buffalo Bills draft pick?
Yeah, it was certainly an unusual draft night right from the start. The Arizona Cardinals opened the night by becoming only the second team in draft history to take a quarterback with first-round picks in back-to-back drafts. And it was even stranger given that they traded up last year to take Josh Rosen with the 10th overall pick. And that set the stage for the night as the Bills came away with a guy not expected to fall to number 9 overall in who they hope is an upgrade to their defensive line and hopefully enough of an impact player to make their entire defense better. And that guy is defensive tackle Ed Oliver out of Houston. He's the type of player that should be relatively safe in the sense that I don't see him as a boom or bust pick based on a solid college career. Is he going to be the next NFL defensive MVP like Aaron Donald? Who knows? But he should be a contributor right away and another piece in solid team building rather than a few flashy big money additions that has just really been the theme of general manager Brandon Bean's 2019 offseason. But the real answer is that almost no one knows how many of these guys are going to work out in the league. And even at the top of the first round, the success rate is mixed at best. But the draft, it's a time for hope. And we'll see if Ed Oliver can join last year's additions led by Josh Allen and Tremaine Edmonds as part of a brighter future. And Jay, you know how much of a realist I try to be in these analyses, but I have to say that I like the new addition, and he's another incremental piece to the puzzle that, dare I say it, does look increasingly optimistic.
Well, Matt Sabuda with some optimism. We'll most certainly take that. All right, Matt, that was the first round pick. The Bills have, what, 9 picks remaining in the NFL draft with 2 more days of drafting to come. Where do you see the Bills going from here?
Well, since I mentioned optimism, the tempering component comes now. And that's, of course, quarterback Josh Allen's second season under center. And the only reason I say it like that is because it's only with his success that this immediate version of the Bills can be successful. And it's with that caveat that I think the Bills should focus heavily with the remaining 9 draft picks. And to me, it starts with the offensive line, which was pretty bad last season. And despite the free agent pickups, they need to invest heavily in more competition to give Allen the best assemblage of protection going into what needs to be a big step forward for the young quarterback in year 2. And a lot of fans might think the best way to support Allen is with offensive weapons at skill positions, particularly wide receiver. You know, and I can see utilizing a pick on that position, but in today's NFL, which is increasingly become a passing league defined by quarterback-centric rules, I think that if Allen is the real deal, he's going to make a lot of the current crop of receivers better. And with guys even like free agent addition John Brown, there's even the potential to be elite if Allen is the talent that we hope he is. And conversely, if quarterbacking talent isn't there, receivers don't tend to make the quarterback better. Look no further than recent Bills wideouts, Robert Woods, Marquise Goodwin, even Sammy Watkins. Average Buffalo tenures with subpar quarterbacking. But in the case of Woods and Goodwin, they've excelled under better quarterback play. But quarterbacks who play behind the league's better offensive lines, they're given the best chance to succeed in today's NFL, in my opinion. Dallas's Dak Prescott, prime example. Cowboys have arguably the best offensive line in the league, which I have little doubt played a big role in the surprising development of Prescott, who wasn't projected as a promising NFL quarterback. So it's with that background that I hope the Bills use several of their remaining picks on the O-line. And after that specific need, it's all about taking the best player available, I suppose. And Bills fans should enjoy this fun 3-day respite when hope springs eternal and hope that the front office gets it right.
Well, that's what it's all supposed to be about, right? Having fun. Well, we'll have some fun watching over the next couple of days, and we're looking forward to catching up with you again real soon, Matt Sabuda. As always, thanks for going beyond the playbook.
Thank you, Jay.